We are back as we continue our Focus on Education program here on News Channel Nebraska. Pat Naroth with us. A lot of things happening in the Beatrice Public School District, and we encourage you to keep it here as we invite Pat in the first and third Tuesday of each month. Did get a listener who called in, said that wanting to know, like with the grant that we were just talking about, what happens when the grant runs out? Who's going to pay for it then at that time if you don't get a grant again?
And great question. Again, the grant was mainly a one-year startup grant, and that's to get the program up and going, get the classroom furnished, pays pretty much for the staff involved in that program. As I said, kind of mentioned before, I'll say again, is that when you have a class of four-year-olds, they are included then in the funding formula, and they do generate probably the easiest way to say it is they generate revenue or money from the formula. And the money that comes through the formula, so from the state through the formula, pretty much pays for the program after that. So a classroom of four-year-olds, that'd be about 18 four-year-olds, generates enough money to kind of sustain itself. So it takes care of a lot of that. And then three-year-olds... they generate a portion of that money would come through IDEA funds, and then the district would pick up the rest of that. So who pays for it? Any of those excess costs are paid for by our community. Again, I would go back to and just remind people that preschool services came directly out of our strategic plan, which was based on what our community told us they wanted. So I hope from a community standpoint that it does take a commitment. There are going to be some dollars that are going to have to come out to do those things. But I think in the long run, the benefits that our district and our kids and our community receives will only benefit from that.
Before we run out of time, let's jump into the PLC discussion. You're looking at reducing the PLC time by about a half hour, the way it sounds, aren't you?
Jackie Nielsen has been doing a great job with our PLC work. For those of you who are maybe your listeners who aren't aware, I always use PLC. I shouldn't do that. It's a professional learning community. So that's where our staff get together by grade level or by department, and they talk looking at four big questions, mainly going, what is it kids are supposed to know? How do we know if they know it? What do we do if we don't, if they don't? And what do we do if they do already know it? So it really focuses on curriculum, assessment, instruction. How do you help those who are struggling? How do you help those who are advanced? And it's pretty much the driver in our district for how we're getting better. Well, we have had approximately, I think when this started here in Beatrice, it's on every Wednesday. Kids are out quite early on that day, about 2 hours, and we were taking about, close to an hour and a half to 2 hours of time having those discussions. And because it was such a large block of time, not only did we always do PLC, but we also did some just professional development. So if we had things like we needed to do something on writing or we needed to do something on math, we would bring in professional development. What we were getting as feedback from people was the following, and that is, we really need to focus on what PLC should be doing, and that is those four questions I discussed. As we looked at that, we thought, we've been doing this for a while. Now might be the time to cut back and reduce that time because we've been at this for a while. By reducing a half hour, we would put about 16 instructional hours back into a school year. And we felt that was a good benefit. It also would be less time that parents might have to try to figure out what to do with kids and how to get them services. The only thing the board asked us to do, and we're looking at currently, is going back to staff again and really just asking one more time about how are they feeling about that? Can we get done what we need to get done in with a half hour less? And Jackie is compiling that information and we'll take it to the board at the April board meeting. It will require us, the other thing Jackie had asked is, if we do that, we would need another half day of professional development to get caught up on some things that we were throwing in during the PLC time. So we're going to make an adjustment to the calendar, I think, if the board will allow us to do that. And it's not a very major one. I think it's October 26th, which is already scheduled as a PLC day. It'd just be a half day instead of that, and it'd be a professional development day. But we're excited about the fact that it'll give teachers more time with students, students more time in instruction. And I think it's kind of a win-win all the way around.
So, again, yeah, you're looking at 30 minutes. So you're talking about elementary getting out about 2 o'clock then?
Yeah, they'd get out at 2, middle school around 2:30, and high school around 2:15. I know people look at that sometime and say, why the differences in time? All of that deals with transportation. Middle school's our final drop-off and pickup point. When we start to make those moves around, we do all the bus exchange at the middle school, so they're last on that list. So it's really, that's what why the differences between elementary and middle high school with dismissal times.
And speaking of middle school, you're also looking at some changes there with the schedule.
Boy, you are really good in those transitions. So
that's what they pay me for.
I tell you what, for those who weren't involved in our last committee of the whole, you know, first off, I would tell you, I took a little feedback from board members, a little good-natured ribbing a little bit about how long that meeting was. It went from 6 to 9. But we had a lot of big issues to talk about. One of the things the middle school has been looking at and wants to do and talk to the board about is they'd like to adjust their schedule and go back to something that is kind of similar to what was done a number of years ago, and that is restructure their schedule and have kind of a ninth period where they could do some things that they just haven't been able to do. They would still have options for kids to come in and do remediation, those type of things. But they want to do extension activities and do other things with kids, maybe look at intramurals, those types. So want to go back to that where there's kind of a ninth period. Now, it would allow some kids if parents wanted and they wanted that they would be, it didn't have anything scheduled, they could probably go home. But what I heard from and what the board heard from John and Pam and the others from the middle school is when we did this before, very few kids wanted to go home. They want to stay and do things. So I think it really gives us a great opportunity to offer activities that kids aren't getting. I look at it as somewhat an extension from our summer school, our summer learning. Our best possible summer. I'm going to throw that out because last time I think I murdered that on here and I heard about that when I got back. But, you know, the nice part about the best possible summer is the fact that when you start to look at those activities, they're all higher end. They're all higher ordered thinking, very hands-on. Well, that's the same thing that middle school is looking at with this ninth period, a real activity to maybe do things like plays, to do things more with band and choir. I gathered before they did something with the hunter safety class. I mean, just a lot of different activities, and staff at middle school is on board with that, and I think it'll be a great opportunity for our kids and staff.
All right. As we wind things down, I know you had a meeting not too long ago in Pickerel, had the chance to visit with some of the community members there. You'll have another community meeting coming up here later this month at the Senior Center.
Yeah, looking forward to that. It's an evening meeting. It's going to start at 5 p.m., and we'll be over at the Senior Center, I think a number of board members and myself. Usually talk about a couple of different things. Because there are issues that we found that people have a lot of interest in. One is always get a question about the land that the board bought. How did that come about? So we talk a little bit about that. We'll probably be talking about, may talk a little bit about preschool services and about facilities at the elementary. And then we just take time and answer questions. They've been very good so far. People that I've talked to have been extremely interested in what's going on in the school and want to know how do we continue to keep good school systems.
And it's a great chance for you and the board to know what people are thinking, too, and what they're asking. I mean, yep. It's great for you, isn't it?
I agree. It's, you know, we talk a lot about we need input and feedback, and this is a great opportunity for that.
We're out of time, sir. It's coming up on 9 o'clock. Good to have you back with us, and we'll check back with you in a couple weeks then.
Dave, thank you very much. Always appreciate the opportunity to talk.
Always looking forward to it. Thank you, Pat. Pat Naroff this morning with us from Beatrice Public Schools. It's 9 o'clock and time for news from ABC. This is KWBE Beatrice.